and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner. We thank you for taking the journey with us today. This is a program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God. And that God's name is Jesus. Our subject today, must be powerful. God's special forces. God's special forces. Are you willing to be a POW? Are you willing to be a POW? My goodness. And this is a shout out to all decorated and those who have served our U.S. military forces and Army, Navy, Air Force, Green Beret, Navy SEAL, and of course the best for last, United States Marine Corps. Oof! Semper Fi. The script has already been written. Christ has already warned those that will join his spiritual army that they will be captured and falsely arrested, put on trial for his name's sake, made to testify in an effort to denounce loyalty to Christ. What will you do in the hour of abandonment and temptation? That is another form of temptation. Will you sell out Christ? My goodness. Enlisting in this army, God's special forces, is not for the weak and faint. We verse to rehearse, we go to Luke chapter 21. And this is Christ talking. Then he, in verse 10, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs shall be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, point to yourself, you, and persecute you. Why are you, baby? Delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my namesake. That's important to note. And it shall turn to you for testimony. And it says in verse 14, settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before on what you shall answer. Verse 15, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries, your enemies, shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, which means they won't have a comeback. They won't be able to talk back to you or reply. And I think you need to focus in on this. And it says, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my namesake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Therefore, settle it, therefore, in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. Don't go thinking about what you're going to say in the hour of adversity. And an hour of adversity is coming. And so, you know, when we draft, are being drafted for war, and are recruited, enlisted in the military, we do not think of the end result of the fact that we may be captured in a foreign land, in enemy territory, and forced to become a prisoner of war, which is what a POW is. And their mission of the other side, the adversary, is to break you and to get you to give secrets so that the enemy that you're fighting can become successful against the land that you are representing. And some of those tactics used on you are waterboarding and tying you up and forcing water down your throat so you can't breathe. I think in Vietnam, they took poles and put you in a cage and stood above you and poked you with to keep you from going to sleep. Oh, my goodness. There are many different psychological, emotional means to inflict pain, torture, acupuncture, electronic, just many different forms to cause physical pain and mental pain, and hopefully trying to break you down and wear you down so they could gain the advantage. But I'm so glad, I hear preachers say that often, that Christ, our leader, our chief, the real chief, the real commanding officer in God's army, is not wishy-washy, does not speak with forked tongue, does not send out mixed messages. Wow. I wish some of our leaders today would take the hint and actually spend more time trying to be more like Christ, and instead of promoting themselves and promoting their own angle and agenda and promoting their wallets and their bank accounts, would spend time and their own legacy trying to promote the people and trying to help to make life even better when it is in their power to do so. Wow. If you have an opinion, call in at 1-914-205-5353. 1-914-205-5353. Enlisting in God's special forces, he has special forces, apostles, prophets, bishops, yes, evangelists, yes, he has, and pastors, special forces, spiritual special forces, not to be taken lightly. We're going on the battlefield. Levites, ministers of music, the ancient Marine Corps, before there was a Marine Corps. I was on the front line. Yeah, I wish I had some ministers of music that would call in today. Wish I had some evangelists that would call in today, some prophets that are truly prophets that would call in today at 1-914-205-5353, who are enlisted in God's special forces. Again, this is a shout out to all those who are serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, and those presently and those in the past. Now, speaking of Christ being our chief officer, and the one who is breaking the story down in Luke, the disciples are talking to him about when the end of the world will be and signs. And he's telling them that there will be many false Christs come, but don't believe that. This is what will happen. Physical and supernatural effects of wars and earthquakes and pestilence. And it's giving them the straight truth. I wish we could get the straight truth from our leaders today. Wow. because that's why there's only one Christ. So he's letting them know the timeline of when things like this will happen, so that they won't be taken aback. And he also is telling them, if you're in this army, you under my discipleship, you're going to have to deal with this situation where the earth, the regime, the administration, Lord have mercy, that is geared in ungodliness and wickedness and will take a bribe, will not like you. They will see you as a threat. Lord have mercy. They will put you on the hit list. And if you're going to enlist in this special forces of what I'm talking about, an army of God, then prepare to be considered the enemy. And they will eventually capture you. But I'm going to tell you how to survive the capture. Oh, if we can only listen to the voice of God, because he doesn't mix messages. He doesn't steer us wrong. He tells us what will happen. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Unlike what I read today, which is in the BaltimoreSun.com, talking about an interview, a radio interview, with our present mayor, Bernard Jack Young, who was being interviewed by a man, Mr. Hall, a moderator, that was asked certain questions regarding policies and procedures that he had supposedly known all about. I mean, he's running for to be elected in 2020 as the mayor for real. You should know what you're talking about. So, with the Fair Water Equity Act, I believe that's something he introduced to the council. I asked him about certain things about the act was finally ready for ratification. Were you going to sign it? And he didn't know too much about it. How could you not know about it? You introduced the bill. And so I haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it. Translation, what he meant was that the deputy director, Mr. Rudy Chow, who's been tearing up the city in a very mismanagement way, and who didn't want to give the low-income people of this city any type of financial breaks. He wants to get rich off of them, as he did in D.C., offered some other type of program that would basically water down, I hate to use that word, the actual bill. And so with the new meters and with the advent of ransomware, you couldn't get the water bills for several months. And so the question I asked is, how would you know that the meters actually work? And how would these bills be accountable to actually be truthful? And to that, the representative that I spoke to, the community group, would not answer that question and did not have an answer to that question and moved on to something else. Well, and it came out later that the bills were inaccurate. And just so, in fact, bills are inaccurate when it comes to low-income people here in Baltimore City. They are being choked to death with high bills and low income, while folks at the bougie five-star Carlton Risk apartments where the mucky muck reside haven't had a water bill. Get this now, in 12 years. 12 years. The attorneys for that organization have tried to get the city to actually send them a bill, but they have never responded. So in the state of the have and the have-nots, this city responds, and its leadership, whatever it looks like, to the wealthy. And if you're poor, they just overtax you and overburden you. They even try to evict the homeless here in this city. My goodness. And so if you have an opinion, if you're a leader and you have an opinion, you want to challenge what was being reported, you want to stand up for yourself, then you can call at 1-914-5353 and explain it to us how the media got wrong. Also, today on Fox 45, Crime and Justice, an interview with the city council president by attrition, Mr. I call him the Brandon Scott, yes. He's trying to be mayor. He hadn't been in the position of city council president more than two hot potatoes long to learn the position that he's already gotten. But he's the great kazoo, wants to be mayor. And so he stood there in his suit and very, aggressively ready to answer questions by reporter Joy LaPola here at Fox 45. And he was proven that 85% of most of the crime here in Baltimore City that has been going on since the mid-90s of gun violence, known for gun violence, known for murders, has been going on. And in the 20 years that city council, he's been in for 8 years. Jack Young's been in for over 20 years. None of these jokers, jokers without the makeup, have actually done anything, have written any legislation, won anything of any with any bite in 20 years to offset what the citizens are going through in the senseless murders and crimes that could have been resolved by writing policy and writing legislation to put away gang violence and put away those who have used gun violence. It's a watered down effect. And what I wonder is, are they getting kickbacks from the NRA like Trump? Maybe that's the reason why they won't do it. And so the end report by Joey Lupola was that, and it was very plain, that if it's a legislation that they are personally involved in, that they can get something out of, that they benefit from, the same lukewarm jokers who are trying to become permanent fixtures in our society as elected officials, again, they will not do anything that doesn't affect them personally, that doesn't benefit them. So they don't think that the limiting gun violence is important. We're in a war. You can't even walk out down the street without getting shot. Five people have been shot already in 6 hours in the city. Over 600 people have non-fatal shootings here in this city. We're almost three or four victims away from 300 already, and it's worse every day that I'm listening to the news. I see mothers who've lost loved ones, victims of crime, and the police take this opportunity and have taken this opportunity to denounce the surveillance airplanes that were used in 2016. However, the surveillance airplane now is trying to be brought back, and I think it has been brought back, according to something I saw in the news on another station, that $1.6 million is being fronted by a Texas philanthropist. Don't know who he is. We have a right to know. But we don't want, the ACLU doesn't want and doesn't think that this is necessary for the citizens of Baltimore to worry about the loss of their information. Pictures being taken and put where? Whole neighborhoods, whole communities being photographed and done with what? There already is a police vehicle that's dark colored, black, with tinted windows, with cameras on every inch of the car, two on the front and two on the back, that ride by in a fast pace to photograph your tags to see if you want it. You've got cameras in every high crime volume neighborhood. You've got cameras all on the medical buildings downtown. How many more picture cameras? You can put a speed light camera up in seconds to capture our detailed information. And you can't catch the criminals who are doing these crimes when it comes to low-income folks. You can't catch and see who has actually murdered Detective Sean Souter while he was on duty, but you're going to conveniently say it was a suicide. We're in a war of morality, a war of words, and a war of just downright corruption. Yeah, I said it, downright corruption. I said those enlisted in God's special forces, I don't know who they are, should actually be willing to become a POW. And many pastors here in the city are very quiet when it comes to the immorality, the war on injustice, the war on police brutality, the war of morale decay, homosexuality, which is starts first at City Hall and works its way out. Lord have mercy. What is wrong with this particular area? If someone can call me and tell me, 1-914-205-5353. See if you back up what I'm thinking. In a city, in a state that respects 19 false religions and idol worship, including witchcraft as a state religion, is it any wonder
Rich man, we gotta serve and worship some god.
Yeah, what about Muhammad?
Nah, what about the Pope?
Pope?
I'm sorry. Sung Young Moon, how about him?
Sung Young Moon, no.
Listen, there's so many guys, I don't know who to serve and worship.
What about Jesus? Yeah, what about Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
You, many other opportunities that we have to serve and worship different things, different people, different ideas, concepts, ideologies, the government, even the church. However, we will. How many are going to serve and worship God alone through Jesus Christ? That's all we're talking about today. And if you are a veteran and have seen a campaign, and has been in war, whether it's been on the outside the country or inside these here United States, trying to come back and paralyzed veteran, trying to resume life and find yourself difficulty trying to find a job, trying to get issues, need some help. War. And now ordinary citizens, average citizens here in some of our metropolis cities are facing the same kind of issues that soldiers have faced in war. Post-traumatic stress syndrome, abandonment, betrayal, reasonable hyper-awareness, where you've got to keep looking over your shoulder. You can't walk into a store without looking in first to see, make sure it's not being robbed. My goodness, got to watch your back as you are in the store. Got to watch your back at the pump. You got to watch your back when you're getting closer to some of the politicians in the city. I'm not sure about your city, but if you ever come to Baltimore, be careful. Put your flap jacket on, my goodness, and just become aware that when you see a pink salmon jacketed bald-headed dude with glasses looking like the Planet's Peanut guy, that's the mayor. Be careful. Watch your back. If you see another gentleman trying to look like a yo when he's not in a suit, looking like the Great Kazoo and Flintstones, then you realize that city council president. Be very careful. Very careful. We need some candidates that are not corrupt, that when they speak, they don't have mixed messages and mixed ideologies, and just trying to hang on long enough to bewilder people long enough so they can get another 4 years of free checks. That's what that's all about. Because I don't really know what I could do outside of conning you out of money. Because that's what I do. I've learned how to do this. I've come from Johns Hopkins administrative section, which had nothing to do with politics. And now I'm the mock mayor. I'm the mayor that's been attrition. I've wound up in the mayor's seat. And I kind of like it. I kind of like the power. I don't know what I'm doing. I could lead a bunch of Girl Scouts out of a paper bag, but I like the power. Aren't we better than that? Can't we get real competent leadership? Lord have mercy. Folks who have morality and who have a vision, a plan. And a vision, a plan is not when you go to the community and beg and plead them through a town hall or some other symposium and with a fancy word so you can get their ideas. You try to use it to give yourself longevity, because you don't really don't know what you're doing. Okay, I think an advocate should be the mayor. Okay, now I want to throw out some advocate names here. Elder C.D. Witherspoon should be the mayor of Baltimore City. Yeah, man with a plan. Rhonda Wimbush should be the city council president. Oh my goodness, we can get some results. Let's have Christina Flowers to have me and part of the director of homelessness services. Yeah, we can get, if we get some advocates who care about the people to take up this situation and don't have to have money behind them, then we can have the heart of the people and the heart of God. We can get some success things going. That's what I'm talking about. Enlisting in God's special forces. This is what God wants. You know what? No yellow back, lily livered, controlled money machine, controlled house Negro. He wants somebody that actually is a planner, a leader, a visionary, who can speak for God and live up to it. I said it. We can do that here. This is Elevation Radio 1, baby. Okay? The whole truth, nobody chooses what was God, and that's the way it is. If you'd like to be a guest on this program, then you can send us your photo and bio to elevationradio1@gmail.com. That's elevationradio1@gmail.com. And, you know, if you say you're going to do it, then go ahead and do it. God bless you. Also, look us up at Elevation Radio 1, the group page on Facebook, Elevation Radio 1 page on Facebook, and we will deliver the truth to you. Okay? Listen, God is never one who lies. He tells the truth, the whole truth, not but the truth. And his words are not mixed up. It's not a mixed drink. It's not mixology. It's the truth, the straight truth. And that's what it's all about. Okay? Can we find any leaders, especially in city government, that learn, especially in national government, in the presidency, in the White House, that know how to open their mouth and tell the truth? Woo! If you don't have it, get them out of office and vote in somebody who God is setting up to do the right thing by the people. All right. Well, God bless you. This has been another Elevation Radio 1 moment. Hope you can handle it. God bless you. Take care.